Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday morning MV Pro call. Today is March 14th, and I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which of course you can do by subscribing to MotoVitality on whatever podcast application you happen to use, or by visiting MotoVitality.com, where you can listen to years and years and years worth of archives. So I want to start the call off the way I do pretty much every week, which is by asking, is there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you had known before? Anything that happened that's worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country, or anything we can help you with? Any questions you might have?
Callie,
we'll say yes. Go ahead. Hey, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. Everybody knows last week was National WQA Convention, and it was amazing. It was just a great show all around, very, very well attended. I think the classes were awesome. Everything was good. But, you know, as I was talking to a couple of managers and owners, and I asked them, why don't you bring your sales team, your service technicians, and so on, they said the expense is just too much. There are a lot of regional shows that are going on. Now is kind of the start of it. I know, like, next week, Eastern Water Quality Association is going to be up in Marlborough, Massachusetts. They're doing one day of education. The following week is the Ohio, which is Water Quality Association over near, I believe, Columbus, is where they're holding it, one day of education. And then, you know, throughout the summer, we'll have Florida, Texas, Pacific, and so on. And then Eastern will happen again. So, again, I highly recommend that you take your team to those regionals, even if you're not a part of that regional, if that makes sense, just so they can see this world of water is pretty huge. So, yeah, just my thoughts.
Yeah, I absolutely concur, Jen. We've talked about this a lot in the past on this call, and I think it's worth repeating exactly that, you know, so often we are in our bubbles. You know, we are surrounded by people right in our area, and if you really want to rejuvenate yourself and to realize how big this industry is and kind of our place in it, and to get outside your bubble and learn a little bit more than what you would typically learn right inside your backyard. It's just a great way to do it, both regionally and nationally. And on that note, Jen, I want to, since you're here, I'll congratulate you for being one of this year's Merit Award recipients. Well-deserved. Been a long time coming, so congratulations. And for the unexpected surprise award of your Anything But a Cup victory, which was kind of interesting. So, I'm surprised that the MotoVitality team drinking out of a duck butt didn't win, but you know, whatever.
Me too.
Right? So so congratulations on that. So, anybody else before we jump into our topic here? So wanted to, you know, I joined a couple Facebook groups, and of course there's the one that a lot of us are part of, the Water Treatment Pros group that we have. If you are not a member of the Water Treatment Pros group and you're in this industry, then I absolutely recommend you join this group. That was something that I'm honored to be one of the moderators of, Jen, you too. You know, it's a great place for people within the industry to go and ask questions and to get some feedback and at least to get the kind of get thinking if you're running into a problem or something you haven't seen before, to kind of get some thoughts on. We, as a moderator, try and keep it very respectful. We've got several thousand people on there now, and so, you know, we try and keep people talking nicely and not bashing other companies or competition, or, you know, which could be a full-time job when you have that many people, but it really is an excellent resource. But I also recently, about 4 or 5 months ago, joined several plumbing groups. You know, we've got the installer training facility here, and I really want to make sure that when we are teaching installers how to do stuff, that we're not only teaching them how to install water treatment equipment, but we're teaching them best practices and codes. And so I thought, it would really be beneficial to join some of these plumbing groups and just, I mostly just observe. You know, I go in and I look what they're, I read a lot. I'm not a moderator on any of them. I don't know enough really about the plumbing world to feel confident jumping in and giving feedback. But I can't believe how much I've learned. Also, I can't believe how much I have done wrong, as a water treatment professional, as somebody who's installed units, and I've just learned so much by looking at the way it should be done, but the one thing that I see in common with the water treatment pros group, which is primarily water treatment professionals, of all types, of all manufacturers, and the plumbing groups who are mostly licensed plumbers, is that there's a tremendous pride in our own trade. And occasionally, and I have the ability to sort of monitor this and keep it in check on the water treatment pros group, but I do not on any of the plumbing groups, and I'm hesitant even to jump in and participate in it because, it's social media, right? And you start getting into people love to argue and bash it can sometimes escalate into disrespect on some of the groups if you kind of express it. So, but the one thing I've seen in common is, like I said, a lot of pride in our own sides of the industry, but also a lot of just animosity and bitterness towards those who are not in our specific industry. So it's interesting. I posted this call, a link to this call. When we sent out the message, I posted it on a couple of the plumbing groups. So I'm curious to know, is there anybody who is a plumber, who is a licensed plumber on the call right now? We are all in the water treatment industry, or is there anybody here who is a licensed plumber as well? Joe, I know that you're on, and you actually, your company works with licensed plumbers. You're supported by licensed plumbers, so that might be as close to it. But so let me ask you this: Joe, I'd be interested in your input on this topic if you're able to. But those of you, anybody else, let me put it out there and just ask: what are your thoughts? Okay, why should plumbers not be doing water treatment? Or should they be doing water treatment? Or why is there so much bitterness from our industry about plumbers putting in water treatment? Tell me what your thoughts are. Why so much animosity? There's some real passionate beliefs. Clearly, when you're looking at the water treatment pros group or some of these social media groups or even just being out in the field, why so much animosity towards plumbers doing water treatment?
I think some of the bigger issues that we run into is that they will put in a water softener. They do a great job on plumbing, but they don't know how to service the piece of equipment after the install. And a number of times we have run into, can you show us what that water test was when they installed that piece of equipment? And there's just a big misapplication when they're out there doing it. There's a couple in our town that do it better than most, but finding out what's in the water and applying the right piece of equipment makes things so much better for the whole industry. So we ask and we try to educate and create the relationships with the plumbers in our area that we can.
So Paul, how do you do that? How do you go about doing that? Because, especially if you have a plumber that is selling water treatment, right? They're, a lot of times they're buying it from a plumbing supply store and they're putting them in and look, that's the obvious answer, right? The way many of them do it. Now, of course, there are exceptions. There are people out there who there are absolutely plumbers who do both, right? Who are educated, who are, who are both licensed plumbers and water treatment professionals. So there are certainly those individuals out there, but I think that's pretty rare, in comparison with everybody that's there. And a lot of times the way plumbers will put stuff in, it's kind of a convenience item. They're putting it in. They don't really understand completely, in most cases, the technology or how they work or what it's actually doing to the water. They go to the plumbing supply store. Many times the plumbing supply store will ask them to pull a sample in, and, you know, they send a sample into a lab or to the manufacturer, you know, the supplier of that softener, which means the results that, you know, even if the manufacturer has a lab where they can test the water, that test is being done on water that's been, you know, a sample has been pulled a week before or several days before, which means that you're not going to have accurate pH. You know, pH should absolutely be a field test. If there's any odor like hydrogen sulfide or you know, gases, you're of course not going to have that. Any dissolved oxygen. So certainly you're going to run, pH probably is the biggest one that would impact it. And we all hopefully understand that pH is a major factor when it comes, especially to treating iron or arsenic or, you know, those types of problem water situations. But then, you know, they send it in and they put it in. You know, that's why they're inaccurate. And you're right about the service, right? Something goes, a lot of times they're buying a less expensive piece of equipment from the plumbing supply store. It's not going to be a higher quality piece of equipment. And even, the misapplication is probably the biggest. I agree with you. But they often have never done a valve teardown or don't know how to service it or don't understand that injectors can get clogged or how to fix the stuff. And so the plumber puts it in, but then the homeowner has a hard time getting back with them. And, you know, it can kind of create some frustration. So I know that on our side, that's what causes it. I will tell you, and I'll speak kind of on behalf of the plumbers here for a second too, so that, because I was hoping to have a couple people on that were plumbers, but the one thing, you know, from the groups, but the one thing I can tell you that I see and that I think is legitimate, and of course, Paul Friot, I know you're on, you could attest to this. We see this all the time with the installers who come through our training facility. You know, particularly with drains, I think that's the biggest thing, right, is people in our industry do not know how to build proper drains, and there are real cross-connection issues and, you know, no proper air gaps. And plumbers, you know, plumbers went to school for a long time to get their license. They learn how to plumb. They have to take a test. They have to have their state license. They have to go through it. And you know, to see, now there are some states that water treatment guys are not allowed to touch portions of the plumbing. You know, they make it, you know, where they can't do it. But I can understand how a plumber would be frustrated. You know, they've just done all this work. They've gone to school. They have a state license. And here comes a guy that you know, has zero experience. And he goes in and he throws some shark bites in and shoves a drain line, you know, drills a hole into a sewer line, puts a plug in it with some silicone around it. And, you know, plumbers see that all the time. And you guys all on this call, even within our industry, you know that there are plenty of people out there in our industry. You all have seen it. You know that there are plenty of people out there doing drains. So I get the frustration they have, but Paul, I want to go back to, you know, to, you said you build a relationship. How do you do that? How do you build that relationship with your local plumbers? You know, to where, because my opinion is we should be working together, each utilizing each other's skill.
We have a fairly large mechanical contractor up here that did have an in-house guy that was doing water treatment, but they had so many different misapplications that they have now come to us with all of their business in regards to water treatment. We had been doing business with this company for a very long period of time and let them know what our concerns were in regards to the different pieces of equipment that they were putting in, and they were misapplied. So that relationship was created, but it was a continued conversation. I have no issue talking to anybody. I will make a phone call to a plumbing company, ask them if they are doing water treatment, if they need any help in regards to the aspects of the different types of equipment that are out there. Creating the relationship, it could be you're at a plumbing supply house and you see a guy doing something, and the conversation just starts up. And you start talking about water treatment, and then you try to get a really good contact at the office that you can speak to, maybe one of their operations people or the lead service manager, and discuss the different options of equipment that we have available. We will also offer plumbers a discount on our equipment if they want to buy it direct from us, but then we become the servicing dealer at that point.
Right, right, right. Joe,
Kelly.
You, yeah, go ahead, Paul.
No, go ahead. I was
actually going to ask Joe. Joe, are you still on?
Yes.
So, you know, you're in a unique situation. I'm putting you on the spot here, so hopefully that's all right. But, you know, you are specifically, you work for a water treatment company, very specifically, but your company has licensed plumbers do all of your installations. How does that work? You know, how do you have that conversation with customers? Do you find that they find value in that? You know, it's kind of a unique situation. You know, how are you guys, how does that work in your conversations with homeowners and with the plumbing company that you're working with?
Well, customers seem to like it, I think. You know, it gives them peace of mind that it's a licensed plumber. And personally, I find it beneficial, like my situation, because I usually try to go to all my installs. So the plumber is teaching me things about plumbing that I don't know. And I get to teach him how to properly set the water softener. And so we're both educating each other at the same time. And I find it very beneficial. And I don't know, I think it's a good thing to have someone knowledgeable of, you know, not just about water treatment, but all of plumbing, because they're teaching me stuff I don't know all the time, you know.
That's what I have, like I said, when I have found that to be the case and joining, I would encourage everybody on this call, if you haven't already, to, you know, if you're part of those social media groups and you look at all this stuff, I'd encourage you to join some of those plumbing groups if you can, and just sit back and look at the pictures. And I'll tell you, the one that is maybe the most painful, but the one that I have learned the most on, is there's a group called Plumbing Fails. And I can't tell you how many times I see water softener, water treatment installations, some brands that I recognize on there, you know, some manufacturers, brands that I recognize on there, and they are atrocious installations. And I get it. You know, they're posting this thing up on this Plumbing Fails group, and you have these thousands of plumbers who go on there and they, you know, that's why, you know, people shouldn't be doing it unless they're licensed plumbers. That looks like a handyman. It's a contractor. I mean, they just bash the heck out of anybody who doesn't have a plumbing license. And the reality is, I've seen plumbers that have done some pretty shoddy work too. You know, so just because you have a license doesn't mean you should be out there touching this stuff. I've also seen some just amazing, spectacular work. You know, they're not putting the really beautiful, technical, difficult installs, especially some of these commercial jobs and stuff like that, they're not putting the ones that are really good on the Plumbing Fails group. But I've learned so much by visiting that group. Paul Friot, what were you going to add?
Hi, Kelly. I was just going to say, we did have a relationship with many plumbers in Massachusetts, partially because in Massachusetts, it is pretty clearly delineated. You either have a plumbing license and you can do plumbing, or you don't and you can't. And so we did do installations for years back, you know, in the 70s and so forth. And then we got away from it and said, you know what, we really should be doing things properly and legally. But as far as relationships, we would find that many plumbers would be lured, so to speak, or talked into getting into the water treatment field by their plumbing supply house. And they made it sound really easy and straightforward. And then they went through that whole process and found that it was not so easy. And they eventually got to the point where they didn't really want to have anything to do with water treatment. And they were happy to have someone to work and dovetail with. So they would send us leads. They would do the plumbing. We would work with them. Or we would call them if we had a situation. And we had, I don't know how many plumbers with which we worked. It wasn't just one. It was, I don't know, many of them. And it took time, and you would go through this process where they would sometimes be competing with you, and then they would frequently end up deciding, I don't want to be in this business. It's not, you know, the way I describe it is they're two separate fields with a slight overlap. They're two separate fields of expertise with some overlap. But anyway, so that for us, that was how it played out, and it worked out really well.
So I think it really goes, I love what you're saying and what Paul, the other Paul Inferio, is saying. Paul's friend. Yeah, Traverse City Paul, Paul Stransansky. Paul Starsky and Hutch. I can say it, Paul, when I'm looking at it. Stransansky. Anyway, Stransky. I struggle with my own name sometimes, so it's not just you. I love what you guys are saying about the relationship, and that has been my experience as well. So in the last few minutes that we have here, this is something that I want to encourage everybody on this call to do. Okay, and it's I really feel like when we see these conversations, these sometimes bitter, antagonistic conversations on these social media groups, and everybody knows social media. Everybody will say things on social media that they would rarely ever say in person, right? They're just brave enough to get in there, and they have to make themselves look better than everybody else. And so I that's social media, right? That's just the nature of it. But I really feel like, and I think this is the case with everything, we should be talking to each other and learning from each other. I mean, the fact is, you guys, unless you are a licensed plumber, plumbers did go to school. They do understand how water flows and how plumbing works and a lot more about, hydrodynamics and things like that than most of us know in this industry. And anything beyond, if you don't have a license, it is in the customer's best interest. We should not be going in and plumbing a whole house or doing all these major plumbing jobs when we have people locally that have a relationship. A lot of times the reason plumbers get into water treatment is because they've gone out there and they've seen these atrocious jobs that even reputable companies have done. But I'm not saying it's malicious. I'm not saying people in our industry are doing it because they're taking shortcuts or because they are being malicious about it or intentionally trying to break code. I'm saying that many people in our industry, and this is my point, Paul, I know you and I have definitely seen this since we've been doing the installer training. Many people simply don't know. They haven't been taught the proper way to build a drain or to put it in. And if they're struggling with just connecting the drains and eliminating cross connection, they definitely should not be venturing in to do, even more thorough plumbing. And I think it adds a tremendous credibility to us if we have that relationship with a local plumber who, we can tell the customer, look, we're not plumbers, but we work with a guy that we trust. We'll do the water treatment side and we'll handle the service and we can do all that. But I'd recommend talking to plumber A, to have them, do the rest of the work that you're doing, unless, like I said, unless you have the experience or the license or, somebody knows how to do it, but don't just throw in a well tank because it's convenient there. I mean, if we do that and we don't understand how well tanks work and pressure switches work, then we're basically the same way the plumber is by putting in a piece of equipment that they don't know how it works, So build that relationship, work on that relationship. And when we see these conversations on social media, hop in there and defend communication. Regardless of whether you are a plumber or a water treatment person, hop in there and advocate for sitting down across a table and learning from each other. Because as you said, Paul Friot, they're overlapping industries, but barely. Plumbers do way more than we do. And frankly, we do way more than plumbers do on the water treatment side, right? The testing of the water, the understanding how it's impacting, the water usage and those types of things. So they do overlap, but not by much. And there's some real value in sitting down and actually communicating with each other. And I think sometimes the more people that we can get talking to each other, on the plumbing side too. You meet a plumber, you see a plumber bashing us on the water treatment side, instead of getting your hunches up and getting defensive and going in and talking, you know, well, I've seen work that plumbers do. I see this all the time from people in our industry. I've seen jobs that plumbers do that look like crap, and they don't know how to do this stuff, and they don't know how to set it and apply it. And, you know, they hop on there and they just say this. Sometimes there's just these verbal battles instead of saying, you know, you're right. A lot of people in our industry don't know. This is why we need to be sitting down with each other and talking to each other and learning from each other. Build that relationship. You know, let them, if they want to install it, give them a price and tell them that we'll handle, you know, what we used to do. I can tell you when I was in sales, I had a relationship with several plumbers and they wanted to put it in themselves. They wanted to make a little money on it. So we did, we gave them a discount, a pretty significant discount. And I would tell them that in order for the warranty to be covered, because we were an authorized, you know, the manufacturer, we were an authorized dealer. And so I would let them know in order for it to have warranty, I need to go out and check it and test it and make sure that it's doing everything it's supposed to do. And then we'll submit the warranty. And so that got me in front of the customers so that I could go in and explain it to the customers and make sure that they were that they understood what the equipment was. And a lot of times the plumber is putting in a softener and they're not even talking about the drinking water system, you know, the reverse osmosis. So, but that got me back in front of that customer and allowed me to have a relationship both with the plumber. They made a little money on it, but it got me back in front of the customer and allowed me to get those referrals from that customer. So, you know, I know Paul, you have a brand, right? So if a plumber goes out there and installs your brand, you definitely, you know, there would be some real benefit, and it sounds like you're doing this, to making sure that that brand, you know, that that plumber installed your system set up properly. Because otherwise, if they went out there and misapplied it or set it wrong or didn't do a proper installation, you know, that is going to have an impact on your company, because the name of that softener, or the, you know, the name of your manufacturer, the name of your brand is right there. The homeowner doesn't not going to remember who put it in. They're going to know what type of system it was. Would you agree with that?
We will always follow up after the install has been completed. We work with the plumbers and tell them that we will start it up to make sure everything is correct, and then we will explain it to the customer.
Yeah.
But if they want to, you know, install it, I'm fine with somebody else installing it if they're doing a good job.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Michelle, you had something to add, Michelle?
Just quickly, coming from the other side, from a homeowner side, true story about myself, not knowing what I know now about water treatment and all the tests that you do and everything that could be wrong with water, living on Long Island 4 or 5 years ago and reading in the newspaper probably once a month about all the terrible chemicals that were in the water, I didn't know what to do, but I wanted to get away from bottled water, which is what I was drinking exclusively. And I was at work, and a plumber had come in to do a job not related to water. And on his card, it said, whatever it said, that pointed to me to thinking that he could put something in. And I said, oh, you put in, you know, water treatment? And he said, yes, you know, I can come to your house and put it in. We spoke on the phone a couple times. He never asked or told me I'll come test your water. He never explained anything that there was a softener or a reverse osmosis. He just said, I could put something in for you under your sink. And again, not knowing, just knowing I wanted to have better water in my house, I'm just not sure that he was educated enough to educate me on what I needed or to test my water. There was never any discussion of that. Hence, it never happened. So I just continued to drink bottled water. But I think that kind of points itself to what you're talking about. In some cases, some plumbers can do an excellent job about putting in the systems, but don't test or explain or educate the customer, because maybe I wanted more than just what was under my sink. I didn't know. And he didn't say anything. So just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I think that's excellent feedback. Absolutely. Any final thoughts in the last couple minutes that we have here? Well, good. You know, I wasn't sure how this call was going to go. I was hoping that that we'd have a couple people from the groups representing, but I was a little worried that we would have a little contention even on the call. But that's what the purpose. The reason I wanted to do this topic was to avoid that contention, right? To work together with these industries. I think that as a whole, everybody in everything could benefit from putting, you know, taking it down a notch and sitting across the table and actually talking to each other and learning from each other. I think, and you know, we're just in everything, we're about to face a year probably where everybody's haunches are going to be up, you know, with pretty much everything. So if we can bridge some gaps in any communication way, I think we should do it. And starting with our relationship with the plumbers and well drillers and the other trades in our area, I think that's a good place to start. So any other comments or thoughts? All right, everybody. Well, be safe. We will talk to you. Oh, I forgot to mention, next 2 weeks, we do have guest speakers coming in. And in 2 weeks, we're going to have the Immediate Past, Amanda Moore from, Immediate Past President of WQA will be on. And then next week, we're having a guest speaker, Steve Deusterhoff, who has a brand new, he's been working for about 10 years on a CRM that is pretty cool, and he's going to come talk about his experience with that. So guest speakers next 2 weeks. Watch for that information, and we will talk to you next week, if not before. So thanks, everybody. Be safe.
Good day.